How did your family react to it? It's kind of like, you know, well, not a big deal to us, but a big deal to your step-granddaughter, or how did your family take it?
Well, you know, I can speak for myself. I know that Rush, particularly when it involves what I'll call the predominantly white fraternities on campus and sororities, you know, they don't accept all who apply. And so it's not totally unexpected that one would not make it. At least that's based on what I know about it. But when I got information that, you know, her friends who applied along with her, her members of the sororities thought that she was an outstanding candidate and thought that she should be admitted into the sororities, I became concerned that, you know, race may have played a factor. So I began to inquire and, you know, talk with the president, talk with the chancellor, and they responded. You know, they looked into it, and there's enough there to be concerned that race may have played a factor or may even been the reason why, though not necessarily from the young people, but from some alumni who may have put pressure on the, you know, girls in the fraternity not to accept her.
Well, sir, President Pro Tem Brian today issued a statement saying that the Board of Trustees absolutely opposes any segregation whatsoever. They would urge the university to take whatever steps necessary to erase the practice. From your perspective, what would you like the university to do about this?
Well, I've had an opportunity to talk at length with, you know, Dr. Bonner and with Dr. Witt, and they are taking steps to deal with that issue. I mean, now, you know, by encouraging, by making sure that the, you know, people in these organizations know that the university will support them, you know, in their efforts to ensure diversity in their organizations, and that they won't, you know, use race as a criteria. I'm aware of a number of steps that the university intends to implement to address the issue, and I don't want to get in front of them. I know what they've told me, and so, you know, while I certainly appreciate the Board of Trustees and President Pro Tem Bryant taking a strong position against race being a factor or a determining factor in deciding who's in, who can be in fraternities and sororities and who cannot, you know, I really appreciate that. And so I think that the university will do everything that it can to make sure that no youngster is denied admission in any organization based upon race. I know, of course, because those organizations elect or select who their members are. You know, they can only do it within the confines of what authority they have. But I know and have been assured that that's what they're doing.
Actually, that statement actually is a prelude to my next question, is that you can change policies, but, you know, changing people's hearts is a little bit more complicated than that. I mean, realistically, what solution do you think the university really can do to really affect change?
Well, I think that they can talk about it and make sure that, when I say talk about it, encourage the, you know, the students on campus to engage and talk about it. See, in my view, the fact that you had students, white students, who came forward and said, this happened, and it's not right. See, that to me tells me that there is hope. You know, the fact that this whole information, this whole story only came to the national media or even to your organization because two young people with the Crimson White wrote a story and did not fear any reprisals from co-students that would sufficiently, you know, prevent them from telling the story. And then that young people came forward, students in those sororities, and said, this is what happened, and we don't like it. And I can say, I've gotten text messages, emails, phone calls from a number of alumni who've said, I'm outraged by this. And that's not what the sorority that I was a part of does. We know that there are some, and thankfully, you know, I believe it's a minority, but we know that there are some who still live in the 50s when segregation was the order of the day. We know there are some who still live there, but I believe that we're moving away from that. We haven't moved there yet, but we're moving away from it. So I'm hopeful.
Sir, last question. If this sorority came to, you know, what its critics say would be its senses and said, oh, we really mishandled this, we totally were in the wrong, and we would like to invite your step-granddaughter to join our group, do you think your step-granddaughter would say yes?
You know, I haven't asked, so I don't know. But I do feel that she would appreciate having the choice to do so. So I can't tell you what her reaction would be, but, you know, I think that she is a wonderful, smart, bright, intelligent young lady who would be an asset to any organization that she joined. Whether or not she would do it now, I just don't know. But whatever decision she decided to make, I'd support it 100%.